Well, hello everyone. I am Matt Williamson at Williamson NFL. Go check out that YouTube page. It's been hopping lately. And I haven't done this for a while. I want to do it once in a while between now and the draft, maybe every 2 weeks, maybe even every week. You guys seem to love it. It's fun for me as well. But I am looking at the Pro Football Focused mock draft simulator, and I am going to do a live Steelers mock with you guys and give you my thought process as we go through it. One little caveat, I am going to assume, I'm going to make the leap of faith that the Steelers have signed a wide receiver. I'm not saying they made the giant Brandon Ayuk trade or Terry McLaurin. I do think those things are very much on the table, those type of moves. But let's operate as if they signed a guy, you know, like Boyd from Cincinnati or Reynolds from the Lions, somebody like that, that ideally is your three, doesn't eliminate your wide receiver need at all, but doesn't steal any of our draft picks either. And speaking of draft picks, the Steelers now own 20, 51, 84, 98 from the Eagles, 119, 178, 195. Really nice draft capital, to be honest with you. I mean, for a playoff team, that's pretty good stuff. So let's start the draft. I'll tell you all the folks that gets picked here. I mean, Caleb, Drake, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison, Ndunze, Alt, Dallas Turner, Neighbors, Quinion Mitchell, Fuaga, McCarthy, Verse, Fitano, Arnold, Brock Bowers, Byron Murphy, Latu. And then the last two picks really hurt us, in my opinion. Mims and Latham go back-to-back. Ouch. Now, we have a bunch of trade offers. The players I would consider here are Cooper DeJean, without questions, Nate Wiggins, Fashanu from Penn State is still available, which is bizarro to me, Jackson Powers Johnson, although I can see why people would prefer the power players over Fashanu, Graham Barton, Brian Thomas, Tyler Guyton, our boy Zach Frazier, but that's way too early for him, in my opinion, or too early for him. We have some trade offers, though. The Eagles are here at 22, and that's about where I would like to, you know, move down here. Dallas is at 24, the Bucks at 26. All these teams want this pick for some reason. I'm going to talk to Dallas at 24 because I named more than four players there that I would be comfortable taking. And when we talk with them, I want 24. I'm going to give you 20, of course. I am going to give you 195, and I'm going to steal 87 off of you. So move back four spots and move up over 100 spots late in the draft. And we can do more. Let's get a future third. No, I don't think that's going to fly. Let's do a future fourth. I'm in on that. I think that's going to get accepted. We have a lot of future picks. We're only moving back four spots. We go from 195 to 87, and we get a future fourth offer trade. Trade accepted. Resume draft. Giddy up. Here we go. And they took DeJean. Okay. Then Wiggins went. Then Jahzir Newton went. And then Brian Thomas went, which would have been nice. However, I'm done trading now. I mean, when you do this, you can trade like crazy and get a little bonkers. But I am very interested in trading down in the first round. I'm grabbing Fashanu here. I mean, if this guy would have came out last year, he's only a left, so Broderick's going to stay on the right. So be it. He has a little more finesse, but boy, is he unbelievably talented. And what I was saying is if he would have come out last year, he would have been a top five pick. I have no doubt in my mind. So we take Fashanu right off the bat. Now, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Frazier's still available. If not, it's going to be a little touch and go here, to be honest with you. I'm looking, and he was drafted. Okay. Now, honestly, in the real world, especially after he actually went the first pick in round two, which is higher than I would have taken him. So I was about to say in the real world, once centers started falling, maybe you'd move up from 51 to 40-ish, you know, especially with those extra picks. But I was not going to go from 51 to 33. So I have to live with this, and I will. Such is life, you know. I mean, oh well. Now, there are some exciting players here still left, though. There's no question about that. Some of the names, Ricky Pearsall, that I'm considering. Rook Arororo, Keon Coleman, Amendaji, he took a tackle. Never mind about that. Jalen Polk is a receiver I like a lot. Chris Jenkins. I did say there's a lot of exciting guys here available, but it got hit pretty hard. I mean, this was not particularly kind to us. So because we have an extra pick, I'm going to take kind of a luxury item here, and I'm taking the defensive lineman from Clemson, Rook Arororo, and I destroy his name, and I kind of do it on purpose because it's kind of fun to say. Long, he's just going to follow Cam Hayward around and learn everything he possibly can from him, and could really give you a nice pairing with Benton for years and years. So I like that quite a bit. Wouldn't need a lot out of him in his rookie year. So I like the player a lot in that neighborhood. Guys, BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use our promo code. It's BELIEVE, capital B, lowercase L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. How can you beat that? BetOnline. The game starts here. We are back on the clock here at 84. We got a tackle. We got a defensive tackle. We've gone big so far. Might be time to look at some other things here. Johnny Wilson is a humongous wide receiver for Florida State that actually is a lot more like Kyle Pitts than maybe your typical wide receiver. He blocks, too. I have never taken him in a mock yet this year. But, boy, the more I think through him, the more I think that's a really good fit for what the Steelers are doing. We haven't talked about this enough either, but the Steelers really don't have a slot corner at the moment. Jerrion Jones from Florida State is a good one. But we also pick in three picks from now, too. We have 84. We have 87. I think I'm just going to grab right off the bat here. Go get the big receiver. He's not super twitchy, but, I mean, he is like a tight end motion player. Boom. Johnny Wilson is the pick. Now we're back up at 87. I'm not loving what's here at all. I do like Jerrion Jones, who we talked about before, slot corner. He can play outside, but best in the slot. I'm scrolling and scrolling here, and just we got hit a little harder than I thought. But sometimes you find a little diamond in the rough as you roll down this you know, a little bit here. I think I'm just going to take him. I mean, he fits what they need. He's a feisty player. He's tough. They don't have a slot corner. That's basically a starter. Boom. Jones. Okay. We've done nothing at center, and that's concerning, to say the least. We're on the clock here at 98. Van Pran is available. I just don't think he fits that well, guys. I'm sorry. I know people think that he's a real help at the center position. I don't think he's what the Steelers want. Bo Limmer is another center that's available who I do like. I want to scroll down here, though, just a little and see what other center onlys are there. They do this as interior O-line. Zach Zinter is there. I kind of like him, but he is not. Tanner Bordellini. I think I'm making the pick here with Bordellini at 98. Really good athlete. Wisconsin, tough guy. Moves very, very well. Fits the system. We get a center. it's not our center playing. I mean, it's not the perfect world in center, but we got a phenomenal left tackle. The O-line did get better. We now only have two more picks. We got 119. That trade back really set us up with a lot of nice picks here in the mid rounds. Tyke Smith is an interesting player to me, as is Cole Bishop. I don't see safety as a need, but Tyke Smith also plays a slot in a different manner as a big safety, or he's not big, but this as a safety, bigger player as opposed to a pure slot type corner. Elijah Jones is another corner. Cooper Beebe's out there. He's really just a guard. But what if we draft Beebe and say, James Daniels, hey, do you want to be a center? You know, I mean, at least gives you one more option on the interior of the offensive line, that take two bites at that apple maybe and see if it works out for us. I'm taking a different direction, though. I'm going to take the project quarterback, Jordan Travis from Florida State, who would be perfect for the Steelers because he's injured. He would have gone much, much higher in the draft than this. And he doesn't have to do anything this year. He just follows those guys around and learns and sits in the meeting room and hangs out with Russell Wilson. It still gives you a lot of chance to give Wilson and especially Fields a lot of reps, all the preseason action. But he might hit big for you in a year. So that's one I kind of like, is just to let him sit around and see what happens type of deal. All right, we're now here late in the draft. We have one more pick. I'm scrolling, and there's a couple names, but the end of this draft this year really is not particularly great. I thought about Steel Chambers as a linebacker that would, you know, maybe challenge Robinson. Could take even another center in Norzad from Penn State and just see how that goes. I kind of like his tape, too. I think I'm doing that. I thought about even taking a running back here, but let's take another center in Norzad. Boom. Okay, that's a wrap. Now they grade our draft and all that good stuff, which I frankly don't care, but they gave us an A+ for the offensive tackle in round one, then a C+, an A, a B, got an F for Tanner Bordellini. I don't know if I've ever seen an F. A B for Travis, a C- for Norzad. Overall grade, B+. But again, I don't really care what they have to say about grading my draft, to be very honest. This is fun. Let me know in the comments or on YouTube. Of course, I've been talking to you guys quite a bit on YouTube. If you want me to do more and more of these, I know they've been popular. The free agent news has kind of slowed down a little. So this is a fun thing to do here. And I'll be heading to the owners meeting soon, too. So I'll be getting some nice nuggets from there as well. All right. Take care.